Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting. It's 1:30 PM on December 20th, 2022, and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, Secretary of the Commission. Joining me today virtually is Tony Olson, Board President, Rebecca Wolf, Board Vice President, and in person is John Harlow, our CEO General Manager. Joining virtually is Sean Aronow, our interim General Counsel. And also virtual today is Melissa Collins, our Commission Executive Services Director. With us today, we also have Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Commissioners, are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
Yes, this is Commissioner Olson. We will be adding to item 5D at places, a cover sheet for declaring Mount Index River Community Club access easement.
Thank you. Comments for the public is item 3 on today's agenda, and that's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and person shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star 9 by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or the materials to enter into the record, hand them to the Deputy Clerk from the side table, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all items can be brought to the floor for discussion. So before our flag salute today, I'd like to begin by remembering a team member who recently passed away. Please join me in a moment of silence to honor Omar Jamiluddin. Thank you. Now, if you'll join me for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So first up, item 2, a recognition declaration. We have our General Manager's Life-Saving Award for Paul Kiss. Aaron Janesco is here to introduce Paul, if he needs an introduction.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Aaron Janesco, Senior Manager of Regional Design and Construction Services. I'm very honored to be here today, along with Shauna Bozer from the Joint Safety Team, to recognize our Operations Superintendent, Paul Kiss. Earlier this last summer, Paul and his family were out in Lake Stevens area during the event Aquafest, and cruising through the event, came through a pizza eating contest, so they watched for a while. They continued on, and they saw some kids that were part of a watermelon eating contest. They stopped to watch for a little while, and Paul, as you know, has a background in safety, so he's always watching. He came to us a few years ago as a safety specialist prior to a 25-year career as a lineman. So Paul's watching along, and he noticed a young man starting to struggle a little bit. And he caught his eye, so he continued to watch, and before he knew it, the young man had fallen to the ground and was going unconscious, starting to turn blue and purple, and was gasping for his neck. He had a blockage in his airway from eating watermelon, and it turns out more than that. Paul quickly rushed through the crowd and approached him, explained that he was a certified CPR first aid trained individual, quickly grabbed the young man, turned him around, and did the Heimlich maneuver 2 times, and quickly unlodged the food from his airway and saved his life. Paul can speak to it obviously much better than I. He lived it. But what was amazing is how the crowd froze and nobody jumped to action. So to no surprise to us, being the leader that Paul is, As you can see by the support here today for him, that we're awfully lucky to have Paul, and really just want to say thank you and congratulations for a heroic effort on his part and to not stand by and watch, but jump in and take action. So with that, I'd like to introduce Paul Kiss. So come on up, Paul.
Thank you very much, dude.
You want to jump up here, Sean?
Thank you. You want to talk?
Don't let him talk. He talks forever.
That's cool. I like that.
You'd love to have him talk.
Excellent.
Let me jump in so I can get a little bit of time before I'll take some mic. This doesn't actually surprise me. I mean, I'm aware of the event and the incident and Paul jumping in, but if you get to know Paul, this is who he is. And to Aaron's point, we're lucky to have him here because he exemplifies safety. He knows that the health and safety of our folks is the most important. And here he demonstrated that out in the public and out in the community. So again, just phenomenal job, and you represent truly the heart of who we are. You displayed that in this situation. So thank you.
Thank you, John.
Paul, you need to move the microphone up.
Well, thank you very much. Definitely an honor. Like Aaron said, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been around the country, and I firmly believe, I say it all the time, right? Talk to a lot of friends and a lot of people out in the industry, and talk to phenomenal supporters. This company is unique. It really is, right? It upholds safety. Everyone talks safety, but this company upholds safety, and we live by it every day. It's a true testament who we are. I know it starts at the very top, and everyone's support trickles all the way down. So, yeah, as Aaron said, it was interesting just watching around. Right, we figured some little kid would choke on the pizza. We walked over to the watermelon and a whole bunch of adults, and then this young kid, about 13 or so, just all of a sudden he ate about 5 bites. And honestly, it was like, wow, he's not gonna do very well. Everyone else is mowing down, and this kid stops up there. And just watching and just finally just went over there, and everyone just carried on. And just, I still relive it and think back on it. It's like, holy cow, no one was watching, no one was paying attention, and no one was jumping in to help. So yeah, I just ran over there, and like Aaron said, and said, hey, we can help you out here, and did a couple of good little Heimlichs there on him and got it out, and some other stuff dislodged out of his mouth, and still everything's just carrying on around us. And finally, some people came over and kind of asked if everything was okay, but it just was odd. Just a lack of awareness by everyone in the crowd. And usually, I'm not always that most aware, so I don't know what the right timing of it was. But again, I just appreciate the district. It's just been through about 28 years now of first aid CPR. Every year we do it, and these last couple of years have actually focused and really paid attention well. And I just have that confidence to go do it, and was successful. So very happy with that, and the kid's doing well. So.
Well, the young person was lucky to have you there when you were there, and you were there, so that's wonderful, and you're trained to do it. So thank you so much. Commissioners?
Paul, this is Commissioner Wolf. Could you demonstrate on Aaron how you do a Heimlich maneuver?
Yeah, the kid was about the same size, so yeah, we can replicate it. Yeah.
I mean, we have people on Zoom who would probably love to see you do that.
Yeah. I'm not letting them have that much.
Yeah. Commissioner Olson. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Commissioner Wolf. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I'll be after you. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was thinking yesterday when I was going through our packet, that we have EOM and we have team recognitions for stellar performance and accomplishments. And the board's recognition of these things is one of the most important things we do. And Paul, your action exemplifies, and I believe John mentioned this, the PUD's commitment to safety. And like life-saving action, like you did, is a direct result of the emphasis on safety, and from moving safety from nice words on a strategic plan sitting on a shelf to actual application And I'm sure my fellow commissioners, as I do, you know, we are around the country, regionally, locally, nationally, and we do get accolades for the PUD's commitment to safety. And I always quickly point out that these achievements are the direct result of the hard work of the employees and their respect for not only our employees, but our customers to work in a safe environment. Commissioner Wolf?
Thank you. Yeah, it's just, it's such a blessing to have the good training that you have and that you were so alert. And everyone, we haven't had a lot of these life-saving awards, but the ones that we've had all have to do with awareness and alertness. And so I commend you for that. And if I ever need a Heimlich maneuver, I sure hope you're around. Thank you.
I'll be looking for you. Definitely.
You know, I'll just echo on what the others said and what you said, Paul. You know, safety begins at the top, really only through empowerment. It's really all through the organization that it really happens. And I'm so impressed, and I'm impressed as an organization where anyone can stop work. That really impressed me the most, having worked for an industrial company in the past. And so, thank you. We're so glad that you were there to do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our agenda is item 3, comments from the public. Do you have any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda?
We didn't get to make one.
Okay. Ayla, you have 5 minutes. Good morning or good afternoon.
Hello, commissioners. Yes, I'm Gayla Shoemake from Edmonds, Washington. I've missed a couple of your recent meetings because I had a conflict, and I read the minutes afterwards. And I was surprised to see that the comments from the public were omitted from the minutes. There was no just no announcement that there had been any, nor what they said. Because you invite public comments and want them to be open to the public, but then do not mention them in their minutes, it definitely sends a different message and questions your seriousness about public involvement. It says that you're not committed enough to keep a record of the public comments, and then therefore there would be no need to ever respond to those public comments, since there's no record that they ever were made. You only need to say a short sentence, such as something like, "Mr. Keeler spoke in favor of the coming rate hike," or "Dr. Shoemake had a question about the Connect Up program." I hope you will consider including mention of the public comments in your minutes, because as I said, I missed your meeting and went back and read the minutes, but didn't see anything about the public comments, and I was surprised. That's the first thing I have. The second thing, I just wanted to ask when there's going to be information about the opt-out for the Connect Up program. There's been considerable PR about the program itself, but not how to opt out. And I think that for those people who are interested, and some people have asked me because they know I listen to your meetings, but I only have a little bit of information for them. So if you could get some information out to the general public about how to do the opt-out if they do not want to be involved in the new Connect Up program. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gayla. Happy holidays. Any more comments?
There's nobody else.
Okay, thank you. Next is item 4, our consent agenda. 4A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of December 6th, 2022 and the special meeting of December 13th, 2022. B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. C, consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. And D, consideration to pre-qualify contractors as bidders for electrical line work for the district during 2023. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
Commissioner Wolf?
I just wanted to mention that the broadband workshop, which was held on the 13th of December, was very well done.
And that we're on the consent agenda. If you have any questions,
well, I thought it was minutes and a consent agenda.
Okay.
Sorry if I got that out of order, but before we leave the minutes, I just wanted to add that that was a really, really good workshop, and I wanted to thank all of the people who really worked hard on that.
Okay.
On the consent agenda, I have no questions. We have some very big contracts that we're looking at, but I think they're all, to my knowledge and from what I can read, they're all very justified.
No other questions? I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say
aye.
Nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, public hearing in action. A, disposal of surplus property first quarter October 2023. I'll call for a motion.
Based on the staff's recommendations that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on exhibits A and B of the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to policy in the first quarter 2023.
We'll now convene a public meeting. We have Hug Allworth available to answer any questions or any comments from the public regarding the surplus property.
I do have, if it's okay for me to speak now, I do have a question or comment about the emergency equipment, which was not maintained properly and was stored in a place that was not appropriate. What are we doing currently about such a situation like that? And do we still have emergency equipment and supplies, and are they being stored properly and maintained properly?
Yeah, this is Hud Allworth. Those particular items were stored in shipping containers that over the period of some 15 years got wet inside and the things became unusable. We since have smaller lockers, if you will, that are stored indoors in the event that a few of the emergency supplies are needed during emergencies.
Okay, and so all of those things that were, the way it was stated was they weren't properly maintained and in a not a, a space that was appropriate. So we've solved those problems. And do we have any estimate of how much the value was of all of that?
Well, some of the items we were able to surplus and sell. These are just the remaining items that we felt weren't of value, but they could be of value to the local mission or nonprofits that could utilize these in their environment.
Great. So we'll probably just donate those, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Hud.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any questions?
No, I do not.
I'll now close the public hearing. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is item 5B, consideration of a resolution ordering, approving, ratifying, and confirming the construction and installation of the Flander systems of additions to the district's water utility as adopted on November 15th, 2022 and applicable to the local utility district hereinafter described, forming local utility district number 65 of Snohomish County, Washington, and confirming the final assessment role. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I
move approval. Thank you.
I will now convene a public hearing. Christina Art is, I'm not sure if I pronounced your name right, Christina, is available to answer any questions. Are there any questions, comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There's no comments from the public.
Okay, thank you. Commissioners, do you have any questions or comments about the resolution?
No, I have none.
We've been previously briefed on this. I have no questions.
Yes, I agree. I will now close the hearing. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, item C, consideration of a resolution amending the district's pilot small distribution generation rate schedule. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Oh, excuse me, Commissioner.
Oh, that's all right. We both move approval.
Yes.
I will now convene a public hearing. Brian Booth is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There's no comments from the public.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
Hold on just a moment. I need to find that place in the board book. Let's see, just hold on just a moment.
While she's doing that, Commissioner Olson, do you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Thank you.
Do you know what page that's on? Could you give me the
223.
Page? 223?
Yeah, 222, excuse me.
Okay, just hold on just a second. If you would. 222. So apparently this began in 2019, and I was not familiar with it at that time. So what was the purpose of this was to create a pilot to determine how we should set our rates regarding distributed generation owners. Right.
Yes, and specifically those with generation that was just too large to qualify for net metering. So uh-huh. This is customers specifically with solar arrays that are larger than 100 kW.
Okay. Well, I did see the two examples that we have at Hope Works and Berkshire Housing. And so I liked your slide where you asked who else might want to participate. And I am aware that there are some people working with school districts, the schools, and we're hoping that we can get more schools covered, you know, with solar arrays. So this is good. How should we do this if we know schools or if we're working with schools? Who's the person that we should talk with in the district?
Well, it's not her official role anymore, but my go-to in that area is Susie Oversby. Right. She would at least know the person to talk with.
Okay. So we could ask Susie who's replacing her in this regard. Because this is a very exciting opportunity to work with schools now.
I think Commissioner Wolf, as always, if we have a customer or a person with an interest, we should forward those questions to our general manager and copy our report to the board. Any more questions on the resolution itself?
I have none.
Okay. I have none. We were thoroughly briefed on this at the last meeting. I'll close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is item B, consideration of a resolution declaring certain properties interest over a portion of certain district property, tax parcel numbers 27102900100200, 271-02-900-101-300, 271-02-900-100-900 to be surplus and authorizing the granting of an access and use agreement in favor of Mount Index Riversides Community Club Incorporated. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Okay, thank you. I'll now convene a public hearing. We have Maureen Barnes available to answer any questions. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
No comments from the public.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I just was wondering, were the members of the community, the MIR sites community, were they all informed about this?
This is Maureen Barnes, Real Estate Services Manager. I do believe that they have been informed and they have been using this road for quite a number of years since the slide that was up there.
So we're just doing something that, just to make it official, that what they've been doing is okay.
Exactly, exactly. And then they're taking on the full maintenance of that road.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Olson, you have any comments or questions?
I have no questions.
Yeah, I have none. We're thoroughly briefed on this matter. I will now close the public hearing and I'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, item six, items for individual consideration. Item A, 6A, consideration of a resolution authorizing and approving an updated district investment policy. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Lauren Way is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any questions or comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There's no comments from the public.
Might be able to want to come out on a snowy day and ask us questions. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
No, I have none. We were briefed on this at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Okay. I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is item B, consideration of resolution authorizing the CEO general manager or his designee to execute a work order for the Western Power Pool for participation in phase 3B of the Western Resource Adequacy Program implementation. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
We have Garrison Marr available to answer any questions regarding this resolution. We met about this morning. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There are none.
Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
I'm just happy to see that we're moving along with this.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm thrilled that we got here and where we got here and how we got here. And so really hats off to all the great work that Garrison and others have done to make this happen. Okay, I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Next, item seven, our CEO General Manager Report. You have a report for us this afternoon, John.
I do. I'm just gonna take the opportunity, it's our last commission meeting of the year, and we're headed right into the holiday season. So I'm just going to focus on sharing two stories that I think epitomize the spirit of the Team PUD's commitment and dedication to serving our customers. Two heartwarming customer stories. First, sharing a story that comes out of our field area, where our field CSR, Gene Hewitt, assisted a customer in filling out an EAP application. The reason that Gene was at the customer's home was to leave an urgent notice requiring payment. The EAP application resulting in paying off her entire balance and placing an extra $384 credit on the account for future bills. The customer was eligible for EAP credit, but just didn't know how the process worked. This is, again, a wonderful example of Team PUD working together to create truly a positive customer experience. The second is an escalation that came through the commission office voicemail. So I think the commissioners are aware of this, but was a customer struggling and the pledge wasn't as much as they had received in the past years. Her cat is ill and the cost of food is taking a toll on monthly finances. A few employees donated money and this customer was presented with 4 months of prescription cat food along with a cash donation. The customer was beyond thankful and started crying when she saw the amount of food. Again, a wonderful example of Team PUD. Customer center response to Danica stating, "My gosh, this is a load off my mind. I won't have to worry about obtaining Jack's food for quite a while. Your kindness is profound. The relief I feel made me break down again. I didn't realize the pressure of it until now. Best regards to you and others that helped, and Merry Christmas." Again, to me, those epitomize who we are as an organization and the phenomenal people that we have. That's it.
Now, this Commissioner Olson, you know, that brings tears to my eyes. People's pets are their children. Mm-hmm. So I can see how much that meant to her.
That's right. Yeah.
And the cool thing, this is two stories. There is a lot more of this that goes on from our employees, whether from a personal standpoint. I think I shared a story last year where a couple of PUD employees, CSRs, actually bought a cord of wood for a customer and delivered it to their house. Again, it's amazing who our people are.
Big hearts. Thank you. Any questions for John? Okay, next we'll move to item 8, commission business. We have A, commission reports. Give me reports, commissioners.
I have none.
I have none, other than I wish it didn't snow.
I do want to say thank you to all the clerks for all of their work all year long, and especially today helping us go virtual. Since we emphasize safety so much in the PUD, I appreciate that we're allowed to also try to be safe, you know, in our own lives. And so my thanks, my sincere thanks for all of the help today.
Commissioner Wolf, this is Commissioner Olson. I'm just a wuss. I don't want to drive in the snow.
Well, I can't get
but
up.
But I do thank everyone.
No, it would be very risky for me to have tried to get up the hill at the end of my street. Yeah. And I don't have a four-wheel drive. My next car for sure will be a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive. But it's difficult when you don't have that. And I would have called Lyft, but I don't I don't trust their driving any more than my own.
Well, the clerks work really hard at the, we kind of threw it at them at the last minute, and it's run very smoothly.
I know.
Poor Sid has been the lone ranger up there, but you've done a good meeting, Sid.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And sure. I bought new tires. I wanted to try them out. So I just have a couple of things, comments, or maybe something to one tee up in the future. First, I want to underline what Commissioner Wolf said, that workshop on broadband was absolutely fantastic. It exceeded my expectations. I got the information I need. I understand why we're making the decisions we are, and I really appreciate that. So I know that was a big lift, a lot of work, but I think it was important. This question isn't going to go away, and now we have an answer. So the other thing is, we had a couple of emails from customers teeing this up, but I'm concerned about protecting our substations from this recent terrifying phenomena of gunfire. And we don't have to talk about it today, but commissioners, if you have interest, I'd like to maybe, can we make that an agenda item in the future?
I would wholeheartedly support that. And as a matter of fact, to include in it, I don't recall where I read it recently, but FERC was looking at some regulations to establish. I read that somewhere. So if that is the case, I would be interested in adding that to our presentation.
I would I actually would very enthusiastically support that as well, because I've had a couple of messages from constituents who want to know, what are we doing to prevent something like that happening to us? And what happened was, in my home state of North Carolina, and I'm not very proud of my home state for that, but anyway, whatever we can do, and I think having a workshop to explore our options on that would be very, very helpful.
Well, I'm not, this Commissioner Olson, not quite sure workshop. And also, commissioners, I think we need to also be aware that there may be certain topics that staff cannot go into with us just for security reasons.
Yeah, my mistake.
On that subject.
Yeah, my mistake. It would just be a meeting, an agenda item to discuss, not a workshop.
Yeah, I think I would actually recommend that we do that in an executive session.
Thank you.
But we can pull together the information. It is absolutely a topic of mind for all of us, and I think many in the community. We can pull the right folks together and put together a presentation that we could provide in an executive session.
Ever since these recent incidents, when I drive around and look at the substation, I've always looked at all the fencing and everything we do to keep people out. And of course, I hadn't thought about somebody firing at that. So,
yeah, we can provide some intel on the information on the North Carolina substation event. Yeah.
Any other reports, commissioners?
I have none.
No, I have none either. Hope everybody has a great Christmas.
Okay, well, next we'll move on to our commissioner event calendar, item B. We don't have much on it because we have a new year coming up, but we do have our PPC, PNUC, and we're all attending the Economic Alliance legislative kickoff on January 5th. Mm-hmm. Any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
No.
Okay, next we have item C, our 2022 budget forecast and major project status report for November. Sarah Bond's available to answer any questions. Any questions or comments, commissioners, about the report?
No, I have no.
Commissioner Olson, excuse me, Commissioner Wolf, I'm always interrupting you. I apologize.
No, I just said thank you. I have none.
Okay. I think I know the answer to this, but you know, we do too. Any number of reasons, good reasons, and we are going to be a little underspend in some areas. I noticed here, capital budget. So it's my understanding that money it doesn't roll into the next budget, but it does get it is included as a budget item for 2023 for this project. Or that project?
Yes, you're right. The money doesn't roll over, but those monies are allocated to complete whatever capital this year, and the budget's adjusted accordingly going forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I have no questions. I really appreciate that report. It's just amazing how we go through a whole year and how uncannily close we come out to be to our net income target.
Isn't it? Commissioner Logan, you have no idea. The work that they do in terms of the planning and the projection is very, very good.
Yeah. I'm impressed. I've done a lot of projections in my life in business, and we're doing that good. Next is item 9, our governance planning. A, adoption of the 2023 governance planning calendar. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Any questions or comments, commissioners, about the planning calendar?
I have no questions.
Commissioner Wolf?
No, I have no questions. Okay.
I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any further business to come before the board today, John?
No.
Commissioners?
Commissioner Olson, thank you so much, Commissioner Logan, for chairing today's meeting and being told about it 15 minutes before the meeting started. Thank you.
It's a good thing you have all-wheel drive.
Yes, I think John has something he wants to add.
Well, one thing I did forget to provide in the report two meetings. One, myself, Tom Hutvey, and Chuck Peterson met with the Navy, Commander Menzel and his staff yesterday over at the naval station. Great conversation. I think we're in sync on their future needs, and we're working in a very collaborative way. And then our substation, a group of folks from our substation provided Captain Menzel and his team a tour of our substation over there, their substation, and it was very well received. And then also Brenda White and myself, and actually Brian Booth presented to County Commissioner Executive Summers, last week. And again, great conversation. We gave him a brief update on the outcome of our broadband workshop and a couple other updates, but two good meetings. And I just wanted to mention those. Okay.
Well, no other business to come before the board. I want to wish everyone happy holidays. It is 2:11 and our meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you.